Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Cap Core Strategy. Welcome, John. John, there was a large divergence in style in the small and mid-cap space, with momentum outperforming quality meaningfully in 2025. How do you piece together what the markets told us this year?
Yeah, obviously 2025 was a very dynamic year in the world, the economy and the market. Recall we had DeepSeek put a scare into the AI market in the early part of 2025. With investors questioning the hyperscalers' rapid spending plans. Then you had the tariff disruption that created despair and then an unobstructed enthusiasm in the markets that led to one of the most aggressive and time-efficient rallies we have seen in equities in history. In particular, as you mentioned, being led by momentum stocks and a heavy dose of lower quality names participating. From the beginning of April through year end is where we saw low quality, kind of defined pretty much by every metric, dominate the equity markets. High betas, high PEs, non-earners all substantially outperform their counterparts. This, of course, creates headwinds for us as high quality investors. While our businesses may have some AI exposure, the kind of all-in players are receiving most of the investor attention, thus creating a valuation gap between lower quality and higher quality. This dispersion in performance has been even more evident in small caps, given the higher exposure of lower quality names than in larger market cap categories. So while these periods of time can be frustrating for our type of investing, we are steadfast in our philosophy of finding solid companies that can grow in all types of economic environments. We won't chase the lower quality names that have had stronger performance recently. Remember that in the end, valuations matter, and high valuations embed high expectations. As long as our companies meet our expectations, we will stay the course.
John, there was a wide gap in relative performance between the strategy's return and benchmark this year, with negative absolute returns from the strategy. Do you think this was a true reflection of the underlying earnings growth of the strategy, or more sentiment related, and why?
As we noted before, the market has been driven by momentum investing, where lower quality businesses have significantly outperformed their higher quality counterparts in various sectors, with technology, the S&P 500, and the Mag 7 grabbing most of the headlines. Many have compared this time frame to the internet bubble of 25 years ago. Back then, you had many companies surging in value with virtually no revenues, building equity on hopes and dreams. We know how that ended. This time is different. The companies have succeeded in having better resources and cash flow. This is why you have seen the S&P 500 outperform small caps for an extended period of time. But it has drifted down in market cap to the companies with even less resources and profits. But as before, with more hope or speculation as they build their entities on AI-focused investments being subsidized by the larger hyperscalers. Now, the end game here is most likely more optimistic than in the internet bubble, but the valuations being built in for these entities, many of which are not profitable, have with them expectations for profits that may not be achievable. Periods like this have seen a reversion of these valuations historically, though timing is always opaque. So the momentum that has built these valuations come at the expense of higher quality names that don't possess the same AI hype investment stories the others do. When we look at our companies in general, in our portfolio, they are achieving the earnings growth we would anticipate in this economic cycle. sentiment has been difficult to resist in this time frame. But again, these times evolve as valuations become prohibitive. This is what gives us confidence going forward. As long as we are doing our job in finding these consistent, stable, but growing companies over long periods of time, we have confidence that these forces normalize over time.
John, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key detractors and contributors to performance for the year?
In terms of top contributors to the portfolio in the quarter, they were Jack Henry, Landstar System, RBC Bearings, LCI Industries, and FTI Consulting. Let's talk about LCI. LCI reported encouraging results despite a prolonged downturn in the RV industry. Management is right-sizing the cost structure to support profitability at lower production volumes, which we believe is positioning the company for success when demand eventually recovers. In terms of those names in the portfolio that detracted the most, they were Rightmove, Bank First, Corvel, Primerica, and Manhattan Associates. Getting into more detail on Manhattan. Manhattan Associates delivered steady cloud growth with healthy bookings momentum, though new logo activity was softer due to deal timing and broader macro conditions. Shares underperformed with the broader software sector.
John, what types of changes were made in the portfolio and why?
Keeping to our usually low turnover, we had some activity in the quarter in terms of adding to a few names that we hold high conviction in, combined with attractive valuations. No new names in the quarter. We tend to see greater activity in the portfolio during times of volatility and extremes.
John, are you seeing many businesses in the portfolio working to incorporate AI? Also, John, will we start seeing the benefits of this in the near future, and will this push up earnings growth expectations for the strategy? Or do you see more obsolescence risk in the strategy?
We are seeing signs of our portfolio companies employing AI tools into their business models at a greater rate. I would describe the efforts as early, since many of the main beneficiaries of AI up to now have been the larger cap names. This should make sense, as those investing in the most should see the most initial windfall. However, AI has the added benefit of enhancing revenue opportunities and lowering operating costs. This can be a powerful combination, one that we see impacting small and mid-cap stocks at an even greater rate than those of larger entities. This is what gives us confidence in earnings growth expectations of our companies into the foreseeable future. Of course, you know, we need to see where AI can impede the competitive moats of some of these companies. This has always been our ongoing task, but the speed at which AI is being utilized creates the need to be even more diligent than prior years.
John, do you think the portfolio's current valuation reflects its long-term growth potential?
When taking into account what was just said, we believe that our companies should be able to accelerate their earnings growth potential given the AI tools discussed, as well as the valuation lag as compared to low quality and larger cap names. Small mid caps in general have seen lower earnings growth as a result. As we see it, a perceived increase in growth should enact multiple expansion in these names, much as we've seen for large caps over the past few years. This is what provides confidence for us as high-quality investors going forward.
John, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.